these get smaller, it'll be better. How are you doing?
Fine.
Good. So we're at TechFest 2007, right?
That's right.
And we're at something called the MDCC. What is this place exactly?
The MDCC is Microsoft Development Center Copenhagen.
Uh-huh.
In 2002, Microsoft acquired a company called Navision. Mm. And today we are actually the largest development center that Microsoft has here in Europe.
Really?
Yeah, we have about 900 employees here.
Wow.
Including some 600 IT engineers.
Hmm.
So it's an exciting place to be.
Excellent.
And so what do you guys what do you make here? What's your products?
So basically we're known for our ERP products and mainly that's Dynamics AX and NAV.
Okay.
Which was the two products that Microsoft acquired from the Navision company.
Okay.
We also have our darling, which is Dynamics C5, which is sold in Denmark, which has over 80,000 customers in Denmark alone.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. So let's talk a little bit about the software. What exactly is the ERP? This is CRM, right? I mean, I get those confused. I mean, there's too many letters to remember. So it's basically, what is the use of the software?
So let's take CM first. So CM is about customer relationship management, about lead generation, and how to maintain your contact database, and follow up with your salespeople, and then get a pipeline to make the sales. But from that on, it goes into the enterprise resource system,
okay,
which basically covers everything from getting an order, sending to manufacturing, build the sub parts, assemble it to major parts, and build that into products, distribute it to customers, and then close the sale and do the financial reporting.
Huh.
So it's basically an end-to-end product for companies.
Excellent. And of course, since Microsoft owns this now, you guys must have a platform.
Yes.
And we developers innovate on, like some of the people downstairs, right?
That's right.
Cool. So what else goes on here? I mean, you have...
Well, it's a very international campus. We have about a third of our employees are non-Danes, and we have 42 different nationalities on this campus.
Wow.
So it's a real multicultural place to be.
Interesting. So is that by design or by that's just the way it is?
Well, it's both by design. That was actually part of the sort of spirit of Navision. So it was an international company also when Microsoft bought Navision. But it's also something that we've decided we want to continue and that we think is important.
Okay. And so you have a fair number of engineers here. Do you also have engineers working abroad, like in China or India or even the United States?
Yeah. Yeah, Microsoft has moved from being really centric in Redmond to be a truly global company.
Uh-huh.
So we have, of course, this site in Europe, but also other sites in Europe, and we're really expanding in both India and China and other places because we need to be where the talent is. We cannot move the whole world to Redmond, but have to distribute the talent source.
Yeah, excellent. Yeah, you don't want to move everyone to Redmond, trust me. So... let's talk a little bit about TechFest. Why are you doing this?
Well, first of all, we're doing this to create an innovative community in this region. There's a lot of companies within the ICT area, and we want to bring them together and foster innovation for this region. And next to that, it's also an opportunity to basically... celebrate the fact that we work with IT and we are innovative with IT and bring that celebration out here to inspire our people on this campus and, just create a fun and interesting day for people who work here.
Cool. Excellent. And, you guys provide some of the tools that these people are innovating on. I guess I'm just trying to think of one example that might be using the Dynamics CRM, but it's escaping me because I've done so many interviews today. But there's the people downstairs are doing very interesting things. That's one thing for TechFest that I've seen. Mm-hmm. And you have Eric Rutter came out here, and there's a contest apparently. People are going to win something.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. And are these partners of ours? I mean, the people that are here today, do you have to be a partner, ISV partner, or just...
No, some of them are, but I think the majority is not.
Cool.
they're just excited about being part of this and doing the networking. Yeah.
Uh-huh. And how did you go about finding them? Like, how did you seek these people out?
We basically, first of all, we sent out an open invitation for anyone who wanted to be part of this. Uh-huh. And then we've also built a number of lists of companies that we've heard of and that we know of, and been working with several companies outside of Microsoft to understand who are some of the really innovative ones.
Yeah.
And then we've contacted them and asked them, you know, would you like to come and be part of this? And it's been really positive. Mm-hmm. We did TechFest. We ran that for the first time last year.
Okay.
And had about some 40 companies and university projects attending that. And we have the same amount of exhibitors this year. So... And many of them are new. I think we have maybe 3 or 4 of them were here last year, but all the rest are basically just new companies who innovate and want to share their solutions.
And mostly on our platform too, which is nice to see.
A lot of them are, but we think it's also important to basically open up to any innovations going on, because it will provide inspirations for people and opportunities for networking and cooperation.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Very cool. Well, this has been nice coming here, and I look forward to talking to more people downstairs. And we'll be doing some more CRM-focused interviews on Channel 9, Ben Riga. Mm-hmm. You probably know who he is.
It's
a technical evangelist. Actually, he's stationed in California, lucky him. we'll be doing more CRM stuff on Channel 9 soon.
Cool.
Thank you.
Thank you for having me, and thank you for your time.